The mountains green, no stain yet on the moon was seen. No words were laid on stream or stone when Durin woke and walked alone.
He named the nameless hills and dells. He drank from yet untasted wells.
He stooped and looked in mirror and saw a crown of stars appear
as gems upon a silver thread above the shadows of his head.
The world was fair, the mountains tall, in elder days before the fall
of mighty kings in Argoth throned and Gondor. He was on carven throne in many pillared halls of stone with golden roof and silver floor and runes of power upon the door. The light of sun and star and cooling shining lamps of crystal gold and dimmed by cloud or shade of night, there shone forever fair and bright.
The hammer on the anvil smote, the chisel clove and graver wrote, the forged was blade and bound was hilt,
the delver mined, the mason.
The barrel, pearl, and noble mail, and metal wrought like fish's mail, buckler and course, that axe and sword, and shining spears were laid in war.
Unwearied then were Durin. Spoke beneath the mountains, music woke.
The harpers harped, the minstrels sang, and at the gates the trumpets rang. The world is gray, the mountains old, the forge is high. No hammer falls, the darkness dwells in Durin's halls. The shadow lies upon his tomb, in Moria, in Khazad-dûm.
But still the sunken stars appear.